Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. consistently ranks among the top podcasts in religion and spirituality. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
When democracies face a national crisis, often the nations turn away from democracy.
This term, worship center, it's a language that sort of demotes church or desacralizes church into the register of the everyday and brings with it unintended overtones of something sort of transactional.
The only way we know to end suffering is to end the sufferer. But the Lord's response is that he does not bring an end to the sufferer, but he becomes one himself.
The Holy Gospel for the day that we talked about, the words of institution, this is all God's word. The entire service is biblical.
I'm a harpist in Arkansas, and I love Issues Etc.
Well, I was listening to the news in my commute last week, and I heard that the wedding business, the venues, all of the planners, they are swamped. After more than a year and a half of people not getting married, even if they had planned to get married during 2020, well, those plans got pushed off. Maybe they wanted to get married privately and then have a big reception, but the marriage business is booming. Is this an increase in the marriage rate? And if so, is it just a COVID phenomenon, or is it perhaps the beginning of that rate going up after going down for so very long? And how does that relate to a falling birth rate? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Monday afternoon, September the 20th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about marriage rates, birth rates, and American liberty. Tim Gagline of Focus on the Family will be our guest. We'll spend some time with Dr. Ken Sherb in our ongoing series Through the Old Testament in a Church Year, talking about Daniel in the lion's den. And then it is part three of our conversation with Dr. Uwe Simonetto. He's telling the story of growing up in Nazi Germany and communist East Germany's author of the new book, Urchin at War. Joining us to discuss marriage rates, birth rates, and American liberty, Tim Gagline. He's vice president of government and external relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as deputy director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush, co-author of the book, American Restoration, and a recent column for The Federalist titled, If the Weddings Boom Keeps Going, It Could Solve a Lot of the World's Problems. Tim, welcome back.
It's so great to be with you, Todd. Thanks a lot.
What's been happening to the birth rate in the U.S.?
Well, for the past several decades, Todd, America's birth rate has been dropping at what most sociologists and demographers would say has been an alarming rate. And it has resulted in a potential coming, what I call demographic winter, in which aging populations grow larger while the younger generations seem to grow smaller and smaller.
Why does the birth rate matter?
Well, it matters for many reasons, but coupled with what I think of as a kind of birth drought, you essentially have at the same time in America a decline in the rate of marriages. And when these two declines run parallel to each other, as our society and a lot of, you know, Western societies enter a demographic dearth, what you essentially have is you find that the older generation, the needs of the elderly, and the kind of largesse, quite frankly, that allows them to have a particular level of a good life, Social Security, Medicare, long-term care, etc., eventually those necessities get outweighed by the ability of the young to meet those needs. And you immediately have both a physical and a kind of economic axes that cross. And as I had said to you in an earlier interview, it's when you have a fallow winter, becoming an abundant spring, you have a potential real problem, or you have a silver lining if you see an increase in marriage and an increase in births.
So up until COVID, what had been happening to that marriage rate?
Well, until COVID, the marriage rate almost predictably was in a rapid freefall. But I think that the silver lining that I mentioned earlier is emerging. Marriage rates are on the upswing as couples are nationwide reevaluating their lives, and they're deciding to make a lifelong commitment to each other. And of course, with that commitment often comes children, as those couples settle down and start thinking about forming families. And that's very good news indeed.
Do we know why it is we're expecting the marriage rate, at least temporarily, to increase?
Well, I think there's a lot of speculation. But after the kind of pandemic that we have experienced, where from a particularly pragmatic or even utilitarian standpoint, any number of people in any number of generations who were thinking about marriage or actually planning marriage have put off the ceremony. For all of the secularization of the time in which we are living, couples still think that it's important to have a formalization of their wedding vows. And so as the world resumes, and as that former galaxy, pre-pandemic America, is prayed for, that kind of return, I think what we are seeing and will continue to see in the post-COVID era, pray God, is those couples who had previously put marriage plans on hold decide to move forward.
How is both marriage and childbearing a positive good for a free society?
I love that question. When childbearing, followed by the growth of children and the wonderful things that happen within that first civilization, the natural nuclear family, when that comes together, what we have is the kind of stability and continuity that children need for nourishment and for healthy maturity. And, you know, when you see a decline in the American birth rate, you see all kinds of the negative demographic aspects that I spoke of earlier. But when you see the kind of upswing that at this point we are seeing, I think that you and all of us will continue to see the kind of sequence that is particularly healthy in our country. My friend Ron Haskins at the Brookings Institute likes to say that if young people will do three things, if they will graduate from high school, get a job and get married, and wait until they're 21 before having a baby, he says they have an almost 75% chance of making it into the middle class. And I like those odds, and I think Ron is right, and I think potentially that is the kind of thing that we are seeing now with the upswing that I was writing about for the Federalist.
Why do dropping rates of both marriage and birth rates, why do they threaten our liberty in America?
That is, in my opinion, the largest historical question. I believe that there is a large swath for liberty and freedom when the emphasis is away from big government at the federal level and at the state level, and when there is a wide swath for civil society, for marriage, family, parenting, parish life, church life, healthy neighborhoods. In other words, I think that we should always err to the side of the local and that which is closest to us. You know, our founding fathers, and if I may say our founding fathers and mothers, believed that the better side of liberty and the better side of freedom was virtue, moral excellence. And they felt that moral excellence was really seated first and foremost in healthy families and marriages, churches. And I think that that's precisely right. And I think that that kind of localism with the strength of the family, with higher marriage rates, higher fertility rates, I believe very strongly that those, in fact, are the seedbeds of a healthy liberty that we want to see in the next generation, for the rising generation of young Americans.
Do you think that this uptick could prove, even if it's modest, could prove to be permanent?
You know, it is my hope that this uptick in birth rates will actually be the very first part of the transformation of our society from one, Todd, that has been trapped in the fallow winter that I spoke of earlier in our conversation, and of exploding entitlements, to one that will be focused on what I like to think of as an abundant spring, producing a society that can adequately care for all of its members, but with a special focus on the needs of others rather than the needs of any one individual. I'm an inveterate optimist. I'm a hopefulist because I'm a Christian, and I would like to believe that the restoration in part of our country will begin with an uptick, even if it's modest to begin with, in our marriage rate and in the fertility rates.
Tim Gagelein is Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush. He's co-author of the book American Restoration and a recent column for The Federalist. If weddings boom keeps going, it could solve a lot of the world's problems. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Tim, thanks.
A real joy to be with you. Thank you, Todd.
We will be talking about how the prophet Daniel in the Old Testament ended up in a lion's den and how he was saved there with Dr. Ken Sherb right after this.
In all things, across the nation, children are back in over 1,800 Lutheran schools. Students are thriving in programs of excellence in safe, caring, Christian environments taught by dedicated teachers. To find a school in your community, visit lcms.org/schools. Contact a school today for information about a Lutheran school for the children in your family. That's lcms.org/schools.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
Lutheranism in the Public Square. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Those words of Jesus have been the motto of Concordia University Chicago for generations. We build our education on the Word of God, the only sure foundation for learning. I'm Dr. Adam Francisco, Dean of the College of Theology, Arts, and Humanities at Concordia Chicago, and I invite you to visit us to discover what it means for God's Word to become the foundation of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons, or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.